The Joe Garagiola Sports Show, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Here now is Joe Garagiola.
Everyone will be watching them, but how many will know what they're doing? I'll be back to discuss that in a minute.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. I got an anonymous phone call last week, and the guy says, "Hey, Phil, you always talk on the radio about State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. You ought to tell them State Farm policyholders that one way to keep insurance rates down is to keep their cars from getting heisted. If State Farm didn't have to pay for any stolen cars, maybe their rates could even be lower." He says, "Phil, tell people to always lock their car doors and tell them not to leave any extra keys in them clever places like on a sun visor or under the floor mat. And another thing," he says, "they shouldn't leave valuable stuff laying around inside the car, because a thief might take your car just to get your wife's fur coat." And Philly says, "You can tell your friends at State Farm that you got all these tips straight from the smartest car thief in the country." I said, "Oh, yeah? If you're such a smart car thief, why are you telling me all your secrets?" He said, "I just want to give my boys time to get the new car out of your driveway."
The scene was New York's Polo Grounds, and the time was September of 1951. The Los Angeles Rams were playing the New York Giants, and a referee's decision had caused Los Angeles coach Joe Steidehardt to get pretty excited. He was standing on the sidelines and hollering at the referee. Up in the grandstand sat the famous baseball umpire, Larry Goetz. And he started to laugh, pointed at the referee, and said, "Those guys ought to buy a ticket to get in. What a touch they've got." The coach is mad, so he stands 20 yards away and hollers, "Can you imagine DeRocher staying that far away from me when he had something to say?" Not only that, but if that referee hears something he doesn't like, he just picks up the ball and starts to walk, and that'll shut a coach up pretty quick. I wish I could do that. Over this weekend, there'll be a lot of men in striped shirts all over this country who'll be on the football field with 22 young men trying to keep everything within the rules. Like most sports officials, these men will either be booed or ignored. Nobody is going to lead a cheer for the good old whistleblowers. Can't you just see some cute little girl in a big sweater pick up a megaphone and tell the crowd, "Okay, let's have a locomotive for the head linesman"? He's more apt to hear a suggestion that he stand in front of a locomotive. At the high school or college level, these guys don't have much protection from second-guessers, particularly second-guessing coaches. But in the pros, that protection is there, at least from public criticism. In the National Football League, a coach who publicly criticizes an official is subject to an automatic fine. They don't have that rule in the American Football League, but they may have pretty soon. A couple of weeks ago, Weeb Eubank, coach of the New York Jets, had some unkind words about the officiating in his team's game against Oakland. The same day, George Wilson of the Miami Dolphins told the press that he was unhappy because the officials had taken no action against the Houston Oilers after his quarterback, Rick Norton, suffered a broken jaw. American League president Milt Woodard is unhappy about these stories and has told the press that if the situation doesn't stop, he's going to have to do something about it. Woodard can take action against coaches who criticize the officials, but nobody can stop the fans who do it, which brings me to an interesting point. The next time you sit down with the guy in your neighborhood who claims to be a football expert, ask him to tell you what the job is of each of the officials on the field. If he does it, and does it correctly, I suggest you listen to him in the future, because he is a genuine football expert. And now this word for Chrysler. Gentlemen, you are about to play football for Yale against Harvard. Never in your lives will you do anything so important. A quote from long ago when football was something bigger than life. Today, to most people, there are things more important than playing a game of football, like highway driving. Here it's important that your car is always at peak performance, and a trip to your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer can assure it. He's got factory-trained technicians using genuine Chrysler Mopar parts. It's all part of customer care. A service for you at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer. This is Joe Garagiola.
Listen again Monday when Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program brings you the Joe Garagiola Sports Show. Jack Gregson speaking.
Holidays. Need cash to enjoy them more? You've got what it takes. You've got borrowing power at Public Finance. Take charge. Wrap it up. You've got what it takes. Borrowing power. Make the most of your power at Public Finance. See the white pages of the telephone book for the address of the public finance office you prefer.
Yes, sir. We're moving now at 14 minutes before 7 o'clock, gang. 27 degrees, 38 Fahrenheit. This is the Cannon Mess. Come on, hon, move the body. It's late. This is Neil Hefty and Lord. Love a duck. Lord Love a Duck, that one by Neil Hefty, 12 minutes before 7, KSTP time, 27 degrees. 38 for a high today, cold today, a few snow flurries too. We're going to play Fight On for Old Old for you by the Eveleth City Band so you can tape record it, so get them ready. We'll do that in a minute or so here. But right now I want to tell you about a brand new movie that's breaking them up in St. Paul. Yes, sir. I'll tell you about it if I can find a copy. It's the first new theater in downtown St. Paul in 47 years, the North Star, and believe me, it was well worth waiting for. You'll enjoy the mammoth, distortion-free screen. You'll love the comfort of the rocking chair seats. You'll hear wonderful full-range stereophonic surround sound, and you'll see the premiere showing of Dean Martin's Texas Across the River.
Follow me, partner.
Follow Dean Martin, hottest pistol in the West, and Joey Bishop,
yeah,
craziest Indian ever, to Texas Across the River.
Hey, 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 hey.
Do you have to yell?
In war, Indians always yell.
Why?
Why not? Hey, 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 hey,
Dean Martin, Alan Delon, Rosemary Forsythe, Joey Bishop.
Hey, 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 hey,
in the swinging fun romp that fractures the frontier, Texas Across the River, Technicolor.
See Texas Across the River, Texas Across the River. Now showing at the grand opening of downtown St. Paul's new luxury showplace, the North Star Theater. Two big football games on this weekend for the Gophers and the Vikings. The Gophers at Northwestern on Saturday will broadcast that game for you beginning at 1:10. Al Tye, Clay Tonnemaker, and yours truly. Sunday, the Vikings and the Packers get together in Greenbush, Wisconsin, and that's another big one. And right now, to get you in the mood, we're going to bring on the Eveleth City Band for Fight On for Old, Old, Old.
Fight On for Old. Fight On for Old. While on the field, old will never fold. With all our might, we'll always fight. Fight on for dear old, 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 old. Chickabaloo, chickabaloo, chickabaliaco, pee-wah-wah.
What they say? What they say?
It's snow or mud, you'll find our blood. Loyal, brave, and true. We'll tear our heads to loyal shreds. Lord, old, black, and blue. We'll pound and crash. We'll smash and smash. Into their end zone. We won't relent or be content until we've broken every bone. Block that kick, stop that charge, plant that corn and tote that barge.
What is it?
We're speaking out the school we love. Give our boys a cheer. They only make 15 grand a year. We love our coach, our dear old coach. Fearless, tough, and bold. He wants no praise, he wants a raise. And every kick, it must be sold.
Hi, hi, hit him in the eye. Hit him with a whistle, take that blue.
Rah, 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 rah.
Yay!
Stand,
what do we say?
Fight on for dear old, 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 old. Right on for old, old, old. I always get a tear in my eye when I hear that song. It's performed by the beautiful Everett City Band, the all-time greatest football tune ever recorded. And I hope that some of you who are sitting at home tape recording got it all. Don't erase it now. You hear that, Mrs. Lilly? Now that you've got that recorded, don't erase it. Because I played that one just for you and others like you.
Government and lending agencies have guidelines for how much home your income should provide. It's somewhat startling that 2 out of 3 of our homeowners live in less home than their income should provide.
Hear that, Marvin?
Thus, MLS Home Survey Week has been extended. Simply post your income on a sign on your lawn, and an MLS realtor will visit with you if your home doesn't measure up to your income. Why such a drastic program as MLS Home Survey Week?
Marvin!
Because many homeowners feel that today's unusual home market has them at a disadvantage. Quite the contrary. Many homeowners have a better than ever chance to gain in their home investment. An MLS realtor wants to help you. Act now.
Marvin, get off the couch and act now.
Poor Marvin. I had a wife that sounded like that. I'd be off for the Bahamas for years. Leave her flat.
Oh, you wouldn't. You've got no guts. You sold out a long time ago, big fellow.
We won't go into that. Yes, about 2 out of 3 Minneapolis and suburban families could be happier in better homes. Are you one? Find out. A nearby MLS realtor will be happy to discuss your home and today's market with you at your convenience. It's 6 minutes before 7 at KSTP, and it's 27 degrees. Our high today will be 38. Colder today, occasional snow flurries. It's going to be that type of day, and even colder tomorrow. 32 for a high tomorrow. Yes, sir. Winter is here.
The buildings reach up to the sky.
Now then, that was Petula Clark and Who Am I? Great song, The Cannon Mess, 4 minutes before 7, 27 degrees here at KSTP.
You'll find it so fast, your troubles soon past, and the pages are yellow like hay.
Find it fast in the yellow pages. Action, people, do.
This is Ray Anthony now. Everybody loves somebody. 3 minutes to 7, 27 degrees. The Health King, Bobby Ryan, coming along with all of our news from our KSTP NBC newsrooms. You hang in there, Bucky. Come on, honey, move the body. It's late. Everybody has the right to love somebody. And I'm going to be back here with Willie and the Little Cannons following Bob's news. And we'll come up with the Sandpipers and their latest Louie, Louie. Can't Buy Me Love with Chetty Atkins. Hoyman and the Hoymets and Dandy going out the side door with the Baja Marimba Band. You dress warm now, 38 for a high, 12 for a low. There's a big wind from Winnetka out there, and it's 2-7, 27 degrees a minute before 7 at KSTP.
Want to hear the sound of money making money? Listen. That's the sound of your money safely at work. The sound of the computer at First National Bank of St. Paul as it compounds interest on savings certificates to give you that new big 5.17% effective annual return. That's right. First of St. Paul now compounds top 5% interest every quarter to give you a 5.17% return annually. It's guaranteed interest, too, and it starts instantly from the very first day of deposit. You never have to wait around for a new month or interest period to begin, and you can start earning that big 5.17% effective annual return for as little as $20. All savings certificates can renew themselves automatically for your convenience. How about it? Why not put your money to work safely, making more money at Minnesota's oldest bank, St. Paul's largest bank, First National Bank of St. Paul. Member Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Now we switch you to the KSTP NBC newsroom. News headquarters for the Northwest, your authoritative news source, serving you from Minneapolis and St. Paul.
This is Bob Ryan with Voices of the News. Richfield woman dies in bathroom fire. Golf trial enters its third day. Disappointment by the DFL over cancellation of President Johnson's visit.
This is NBC News, a White House news conference followed by a trip to Texas.
NBC Radio, news on the hour. Brought to you by the Schick Safety Razor Company, a division of Eversharp Incorporated. Now here is Russ Ward.
President Johnson has scheduled a news conference this morning at which he is expected to reveal further information about his...